أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today the humility of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his humbleness. Notwithstanding the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the foremost. 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam had come onto this earth, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had appointed our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the Imam. The anbiya were the best of creation, and he was the best of the best. He was the leader of all. He was that personality, that being, who was the best creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to walk on the surface of this earth. And he had the right to have done whatever because of that extreme virtue that Allah ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But notwithstanding all of that, we find that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humble human being that set foot on the surface of this earth. When we turn the pages of hadith, especially those kitabs of hadith that discuss the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will see that most of the ahadith that they would quote with regards to the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his humbleness would be by and large those aspects that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not find anything below his dignity to do. From there we can draw a conclusion that if a person finds things to be below his dignity, sometimes things that we have to carry out and we have to do, then that is not a token of humbleness and humility. So when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insofar as his humility is concerned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not exceed the limits in praising me like the Nasara, the Christians, exceeded the limits in praising Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam." Now this is something that is so profound. Which human does not want to be praised by others? And here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is forbidding the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from praising him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concludes that they made him, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the son of Allah ta'ala. But with regards to me, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, "Innama ana abudun, faqulu abdullahi wa rasulu." I am but an abd of Allah Ta'ala. I am but a slave of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So when you refer to me, then refer to me as Abdullah, the slave of Allah Ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah. And of course, this quality of Rasul of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was compulsory, fard upon man to bring Iman on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's messengership that he is the Rasul of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then it became equally compulsory for him to make the claim that I am the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written that a person shouldn't follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this sunnat. This is not a sunnah. This was a compulsion. That a person cannot say, so he make the claim that he is the Rasul of Allah, so we can make the claim that I am a Wali of Allah. That we cannot do. It is not permissible for us to do that. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brings forth to the Sahaba the important aspect that despite all the other virtues that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon me, I am but the abd, I am but the slave of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when we look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that didn't find anything to be below his dignity, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, "Inna li ilayka haja." Oh, I have, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have a need. I want to talk to you. Now as the Shaykh Mulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, that there are other narrations that support this narration with the fact that this woman was mentally challenged. She was not a woman that was all there. And now, how does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond to a woman like this? He didn't find it below his dignity to say that, okay, you are not all there, you are insane, I'll do something. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do all of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, because she was what she was a woman that would walk the streets of Medina. So when you go to any street of Medina, go sit at any street and I will come there and I will talk to you and I will listen to you. Now that he didn't find below his dignity. Obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides being extremely humble, he was extremely wise, and this is his wisdom, that he didn't call this woman in any place of seclusion. So he left her to be on the streets so that nobody will cast any aspersions on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a different aspect, and again, nothing was below his dignity. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed hajj on an animal that was old, that had an old worn out saddle. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself was wearing a coarse sheet that had rough fiber, which was valued to approximately 4 dirhams. Even in those days, 4 dirhams was a very meager amount that a person would spend for any clothing whatsoever. Now when we look at it historically, lot of futuhat, victories had taken place. There was abundance in the Baytul Mal that had come in. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also allotted a portion of the Baytul Mal. But notwithstanding all of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not find it below his dignity to have an old worn out saddle, to wear clothing that was old and worn out. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. Then Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you made a dua at the time of that hajj. Allahumma ja'alhu hajjan la riya'a fi wa la sum'a. O Allah, make it such a hajj that is void of show and is void of the quest of fame. Now this was his dua also. He was the most famous, and when we look historically throughout the era, he was the most famous human being that has the greatest following in the world. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have that quest and that desire for any fame whatsoever, tying it with the hadith we discussed yesterday. That is what humility is all about, that a person doesn't have any quest for any fame, any desire for any status. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.